Next application is case number 11-425, the application of 30984 Heather Lane LLC. Site is located east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, being east of Heather Lane and along Atlantic Ocean, and being Lot 10 within Bethany Dunes subdivision. The 911 address is 30984 Heather Lane, Bethany Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, Map 9, Parcel 424, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, the applicant is requesting a 2.3-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback. We did receive no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lake.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Greg Hastings, 434 Delaware Avenue, Hillsborough, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I will. I do.
Thank you.
Starting to lose your voice.
Just call for the vote this evening, and we can go home early.
All right, sir.
Mr. and Mrs. William Ellis have retained me to design an elevator to go to all three floors in their beach home, oceanfront in Bethany Dunes. What you have before you, gentlemen, is the application and copy of their site plan indicating the need for adjusting the design to their home. Their home is approximately 37, 38 years old, very contemporary in style. We've tried numerous ways of making this elevator work in this particular home design, and the only way to really make it doable is to incorporate the design of the elevator internally, and therefore some ramifications to the design of bathrooms and bedrooms on both sides. The house, even though it's very contemporary, is very symmetrical. So the two little boxes that you see on the front facing the street, the encroachment, are actually two bathrooms that have to be reconfigured and expanded to allow for the elevator to be integrated on the internal design of the house. So the actual expansion, that 2.5 feet, is addition to the structure of the house. The elevator is internally and within the design. And I believe in this one you have a copy from the Architectural Review Committee, Mr. William Quay, giving their approval, of course, upon this approval this evening, as Homeowner Association President, Chairman. Okay. Mr. Ellis is elderly. He has a condition known as drop foot, and he needs this elevator to get to all three floors in his home.
Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
I noticed on the application, you answered the question, has a difficulty been created by the applicant? And you said no age did it.
Pretty much.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Records?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
Where is the elevator going?
Up. You turn your survey so that the steps are pointing down at the bottom of the page.
Okay.
The elevator is, look at the word concrete.
Okay.
And look at TE.
Okay.
And the letters TE and concrete, and the elevator is going right there.
Right there.
Okay.
Right straight in.
Right straight in, yeah.
Okay. So the bathroom was there, so you had to move the bathroom to the back gate?
Yes.
To get that. Okay. Another question.
And I have no questions. Okay.
What effect would this have on the character of the neighborhood?
None whatsoever. Actually, interesting enough, as far as the aesthetics of the house, even with this 2.5 foot addition, well, actually it's a 5 foot addition, 2.5 is what's encroaching. The character and lines, roof lines, character of the house still remain the same.
Wow.
I have nothing further.
You're very unique. Well, that'd be good. Yeah. Okay. Are there any, there's nobody here, are there any persons here in favor of this application? Here in opposition to this application. Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the need creates a uniqueness in that it's necessary to be able to afford the inhabitant the ability to continue to live there. Therefore making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We all get older and have needs, and obviously that's something that can't be helped. We heard the applicant state that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. He suggested is a minimum afford relief. Make a motion. We approve case number 11,425.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,425. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,425 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.